Blog Talk Radio.
Meditation time. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America a Party book. Before I read my introduction for tonight, I had a serious conversation with Jimmy from Brooklyn today about the cause and effect of the drug problem in the USA. It is getting worse and it is killing a lot of kids. And we've got a general weakness in this country. We got too many hang-ups. We got too many problems. I believe children of divorced parents suffer from PTSD and don't know it. And nobody's paying attention to them. They're like the walking wounded. But Jimmy and I, especially me, we go back to the 50s. We go back to the days of American music sung by Americans, and you could understand all the words. And we go back to when teenagers used to wear suits. And everybody knew that the belt was above the ass. And the hats always pointed to the front, so we knew which way we were going. And there were a lot of virgins back then. And now you got the fifth graders telling their mothers they can't hold out much longer. The drug problem is very serious. And you got a government that wants to get you hooked because they want to tax you. They want that tax revenue. They took over gambling from the mob. And now they're taking over dope from the mob, drug smuggling from the mob. And they have all the right BS answers. Yes, once it's legal, then we'll put the mob out of business. No, you won't. The mob is never going away. And tell me we won on terror. We won the war on terror. Tell me. Tell me that story, mommy. I want to hear it. 14 years we're into this war, and only 1% of the nation knows it's going on. You got generations that are being born that think that taking their shoes off at the airport is a ritual. They don't know freedom, man. Freedom's gone. Freedom has fled the country. And the party of death denies freedom to little children. And that Supreme Court sentenced, how many, 45 million, 60 million babies to death? The Supreme Court. Do you know that the Hitler's judges in Nuremberg couldn't kill that many people? They only lasted maybe 8-10 years. We've been killing kids since Roe versus Wade. And we were killing them before. And the communists will tell you, yeah, we used to do the coat hanger abortions and the back alley abortions. So now they got fancy tools and they do them in the front office. But the end result is the same. There are two victims in an abortion, the mother and the child. Neither will be the same. I watched a drug addict, a woman drug addict. She was pregnant, and she went to an abortion clinic because she didn't want to have the baby come into this world. She had too many problems. So she couldn't take care of the baby. And while she was getting set up to kill the kid, and I don't blame her. I don't blame a woman that has to have an abortion. There are more, accessories to the fact. What about the other 50% of the equation? Where is Johnny Nice Guy? Did he give you a car fare money? Did you have to take a cab or did he drive you there? Do you think he loves you? It is sad, man. It is really sad. So this girl is in there. She's getting ready to have an abortion. And there's two people that are killing her baby. The politician and the butcher. The butcher knows better. The butcher took an oath to do no harm. And here he's reaching in to tear the limbs. He's going to William Wallace, that little baby. And it don't matter how little. It don't matter if it's a sperm with a big head. It's a baby. And the communists have lied for years. They called it a fetus. What do you think they're going to tell God? How are they going to explain that to God? You think God's going to buy that lie? Huh? Especially when the witness to the murder is standing next to God. That little cherubim or seraphim. Says, yeah, that's my mommy. Where's your daddy? We want to talk to your daddy. Yeah, it is terrible. So she's a drug addict, so they got rid of the kid. And just as they were about to kill the kid, you know what the doctor said to her? He said, you know, you could very well suffer from weeping syndrome. And the girl said, what is that, doc? He says, oh, occasionally from time to time, you'll have an episode where you'll get hysterical and cry. Nobody ever told that to the pro-choice group, did they? Huh? Did you ever see somebody say ban weeping syndrome with a sign? No. The drug problem in this country is bigger than you realize. If you just take the city of Baltimore, Maryland, 650,000 strong or weak, depending on how you look at it, 65,000 are junkies. It's 10% of the population. You can use that as a barometer for the entire nation. Of the 65,000 that are junkies, 60% are doing heroin. And the nuns in school used to tell us, avoid the near occasions of sin. And it's very true. If you hang out with junkies, you will be a junkie. If you hang out with prostitutes, you will be a prostitute. And it all starts off very innocently, like smoking a joint or just showing your breasts in a laptop dance bar. I call them laptop dances. And before you know it, you're doing other acts because the money is good. And sometimes you get paid off in drugs. And that makes you an addict. And once you're an addict, you no longer control your soul or your body. And don't believe that Shiite that weed is a recreational drug. Any drug, it gets you hooked. But don't worry about getting hooked on weed. What'll happen is you will lose your appetite for weed and you will have an experimental appetite for other highs. And that's how you come down. Guys just used to drink beer. It took them 70 years to become a drunkard. But you know what? The same guys who are now drinking beer are also doing coke. And coke is a nice drug, and it costs a little extra, but you can get a nice high. But you know what happens? You get into bad habits, like not going to work. And before you know it, you're out on the street and collecting unemployment, and your unemployment money is then used to buy drugs. And now the coke is too expensive, so you go cheap. You do the heroin. Once you do heroin, you're dead. 1% is the recovery rate from heroin addiction. 1%. And Jimmy told me a story of a guy he knew, a nice guy. He was 14 years old. He was a kid. And his parents went into his room, and he was dead in bed. And the blood was coming out his eyes, his nose, and he OD'd. Then he told me about another story, and that's a horror story because parents have to live with that nightmare for the rest of their lives. So I always say one junkie brings down five innocent people. And it is really sad. Jimmy mentioned a guy who was a cab driver who had a heroin habit. And he would work, you know, and make 30 bucks, and he would run and buy dope. And then he'd go back to work to make the next 30 bucks. He would be running the cab all night, and he would be stoned. And, you know, when they do roadside car checks, they're only looking for alcohol. They cannot test for drugs. So if tonight the police catch 10 drunken drivers, you know that 10 drugged up drivers escaped. Because I think it's 50-50. And of course, why would you drink when you know that they can't check you for drugs? They can suspect it. They have to take you to the hospital for a blood test. So we really don't know the drug addiction rate in this country. But it's kind of hard to go to work in the morning when you got a Jones or you got the shakes or you got the bends. Stay away from drugs. 10% of the nation is a junkie. Don't make it 11%. And just because one guy can smoke a roach and pass it around, that doesn't mean that you are not hooked free. The only way to beat drugs, there's only one way. You never do the first one. The day you do the first one, you're in the arms of Morpheus. So having said that, and there's more to that story, and it only gets worse and worse and worse. I was at a business meeting one night in Queens, and I came out with a young kid, and there were two girls standing on the corner, two ghetto girls standing on the corner. They were smoking weed, and this young kid turned to me and says, "Soon everybody will be doing it." And I said to him, "Not my kids." Of course, you want to know what the penalty is for drugs in my house? Death. I would rather kill you than let the drug dealer kill you. And Jimmy says the death penalty for heroin dealers. He says any drug dealer should get the death penalty. And here you got the Democrats. They can't wait till the whole country is doing legal drugs so they can make the tax revenue. Because just like a junkie's Jones, they need more. Democrats need more tax money, just like a drug addict needs more drugs. And it's really sad. And by the way, that kid that said, "Soon everybody will be doing drugs," he died 3 years ago of a cocaine overdose. He was in his 60s. And he started out as a kid sniffing a glue in a paper bag. And he lived a life of misery to the point that he was drugged one night, driving a car, and he killed a little girl in another car who was the same age as his daughter, 3 years old. And he went to jail for it. And his life was a life of misery. And when I tell you that a junkie brings down five innocent people, I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. The misery that was his legacy was passed on to his entire family. And some people don't take it too well. Some people try to commit suicide because they can't live with what took place. So, our country is vulnerable. That's 10% of the population that cannot fight to defend us. You know, a sniper will shoot one guy, he won't kill him, he'll wound him. So four guys come off the battlefield to carry him to the rear. And that's what happens with drugs. One junkie drags down four people. And definitely, you don't need it. You don't need it. And Jimmy also mentioned a girl that he knew as a teenager. She was about 14 years old. He said she was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And he was crazy about her. And he's seen her about 4 years later. She'd gotten into drugs. Her teeth were missing. She was all shriveled up. She was gone, man. You don't need that. And you know what? Hardworking Americans don't need to pay for rehab on their health care. Self-inflicted wounds should be dealt with in a different way. Okay, so having said that, I'm going to jump to a tune and I'm going to play Auld Lang Syne because it's a minute and 12 seconds and it's played by the U.S. Marine Corps. This they usually play when troops are sailing to go fight. And keep this in the back of your mind. When you hear all these global warming jerks taking your eyes off of serious problems because they don't want you to see that the country is falling, just remember this. The highest global warming change over a long period of time is 1 to 2 degrees. But one nuke creates a heat exchange of 5,000 degrees. You want to see global warming, go to Russia, see what they got. Go to China and see what they're doing. Go to Iran and see what they're doing. Cuba, who tried to wipe out the United States in the 60s and sent a Cuban officers to Vietnam to torture John McCain and anybody else in the Hanoi Hilton who was getting the Jane Fonda workout. So when I play Auld Lang Syne, this is for all the people who have come and gone. Some have led good lives and some have suffered. And may God take them all to his bosom. And speaking of drug dealers, Obama and John Kerry are negotiating with one of the biggest drug dealers in the world, Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro starves his people, but he's worth at least $670 million. And drugs have made a lot of people rich and made a lot of people dead. And if you got money, the drug dealer will find you. So I'm going to give you one more a reminder that drugs suck in a little tune by Oscar Brown Jr. And then we'll go into Obama's army, bigger than the U.S. Army.
Permit me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kick. I dwell in a dark dominion away down by the river Styx. The devil has sent me here because I'm full of wicked tricks. And I'm such a popular fellow among all you lunatics. I teach a course in ruination from the devil's text. To fools who can't withstand temptation, step right up, you're next. I hail from a hollow hellhole down along the river Styx. Allow me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kicks. When an old wolf starts prowling out among the young lambs howling, don't you know he's looking for kicks? When a young cat full of fly tricks spends his evenings chasing fly chicks, 10 to 1 he's looking for kicks.
Kicks is always in demand, cause Kicks is full of fun and laughter. Lots of folks get out of hand because it's only Kicks they're after. Shady lady and her lover after lady undercover. She knows sin and virtue don't mix. Her mama raised her prim and proper, but now while her pills couldn't stop her when she's on a manhunt for Kicks. For Kicks, yeah, yeah, looking for Kicks. Just Kicks, nothing but Kicks. I'm Satan's sinful servant sent to get you in a fix. So look me up just anytime. Name is Mr. Kicks.
Okay, that's enough about that, huh? Nobody likes to be reminded they're in trouble. Obama's army, bigger than the U.S. Army. It's an occupation force. He recruits at the border. He smuggles in slaves. What do you mean he smuggles in slaves? You think that all of those unidentified people, little boys and girls, you don't think that 10% is not being siphoned off? Huh? You have any idea what it's like out there in the jungle? His stormtroopers are the IRS, the DOJ, the EPA, the BLM, the DOE, I like all the letters, right? And the Snake Department. The Snake Department has been infiltrated by communists since a Stalin of war and baby shoes. His main force is his Communist Party, which includes 70 members of the Socialist Party within the ex-Democrat Party. Google it. Google it. And you know who's one of them? Elijah Cummings. And of course, there's about four New York beauties. Jerry Nadler is one. Jerry Nadler. Yeah. Friends of Stalin. Also, Google the 45 goals of the Communist Party. You'll be sick. You'll be sick. One day, Americans will be born into slavery again. I was watching EPA hearings, and I came to hate this senator who was talking down to people that were trying to represent coal mining families in Kentucky. I think one was from Utah. Now the states escape me. I guess Ohio would be one. Up in New York State is one. What's his name? Mario Cuomo, the scourge of God. He'll make sure there's no coal mining in upstate New York. He likes to keep the peasants poor. He's coming to the ball dressed as Marie Antoinette. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse was on C-SPAN at a session in Congress yesterday, and he accused Americans of pollution. He said the sea level in his state has risen 10 inches. That's a nice round number. He picked that right out of the air. Because as soon as he said that, I made a note to go check. And I came across a woman who was part of an investigatory team about global warming and the rise in sea level in Rhode Island. And I also saw a whole bunch of paid for by grants, government grants, so you know who they're rooting for, with opposite opinions. But this woman surprised me because I thought she was headed towards the same opinion as the liars. And I can't remember her name. I don't know if her first name was Jackie, and I think her last name was like Kasabian. But I know it ended in IAN, which indicates she's either Armenian or Iranian. And a lot of Armenians are Iranian. That kind of family background. And she said, you ready for this? She said, it's only 6 to 8 inches. Well, what's the big difference, 6 to 8 inches or 10 inches? Over 100 years. Over 100 years. 6 to 8 inches over 100 years. So what's this Sheldon Whitehouse doing, running another Stalin five-year plan? Okay, everybody, line up for your global warming shots. You want to know the real story on global warming? I just told you. Ask the Iranians, the Russians, the Chinese, the North Koreans, and the Cubans who tortured John McCain. What 5,000 nuclear degrees can do? And got bad news for the jihadists. Paradise is also hot, hot, hot. So having said that, I'm going to play you Most of All by the Moonglows, because this is what really counts. We need more love in this country. Love thy neighbor as thyself. You can't be a Democrat and do that.
Do, 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 do. Most of all, I want your woman grace. No one can take your place. I need you most of all. Most of all, I want your sweet caress. Truly, I must confess, I need you most of all. When that sleep at night, I dream once of I hope no one's there, and that's why I'm so blue. Most of all, the one thing I love, the way we used to kiss.
That's a 50s song. Do you know that in the 50s, race relations were better than they are today? You can't believe that, right? In New York, race relations were better than they are today. Why is that? Because certain groups are in play, and they're being used by the Communist Party. The splinter groups. The Communist Party is made up of splinter groups. I'm going to tell you a story in a minute. It's going to blow your mind. Let me just do a little cough. I want to show you how the communists work. And the Communist Party is the Democrat Party because the Democrat Party is the party of divide and conquer. When Elian Gonzalez, the Cuban kid, was hijacked by the Clintonistas for future favors from Fidel Castro, guys like Geraldo Rivera, who's a Puerto Rican, has no love for the Cuban people. So you see, they call each other Hispanic, but they don't all get along. Puerto Ricans consider Cubans, in my opinion, to be snooty and arrogant. And I don't know how the Cubans feel about the Puerto Ricans. But when Fidel Castro told Bill Clinton he wanted Elian Gonzalez back and he would take care of him down the road, he sent Janet Reno in during Holy Week. I think it was a Holy Saturday to snatch the kid. And they were afraid that the kid was going to hide out in a church and ask for sanctuary, you know, believing that old Notre Dame theory, you know, a church in the medieval times was a sanctuary. If you went into the church, the sheriff couldn't get you. So when they pulled the raid in, they caught him in the house and they captured him after stomping all the grandmothers with their rosaries and candles. They phoned back to Janet Reno the code word, which means the mission was successful. Do you know what the code word was? Bingo, bingo, bingo. Now, why would they use a word like bingo, bingo, bingo? Is it because Catholics play bingo? Huh? In church? My brother used to say that when they asked him what church you went to, he said, same bingo. All right. So that's how sinister the party of death is. And they were all working for a communist. They were all, Janet Reno was working for the communist commander, Fidel Castro. So what they did, the party of division, they pit the Puerto Ricans against the Cubans. Then they turned around and they made this statement with the help of the communist media. If Elian Gonzalez was Haitian, he wouldn't be getting this preferential treatment. So here they take another group and split them off from the United States. So now they got the Puerto Ricans and the Haitians hating the Cubans. And that's how communists work, divide and conquer. So here's my story. We have a friend who is a Brazilian. And that friend became a United States citizen. And some of us went to her swearing-in ceremony because it was a great day for her. And the guy that went with her happens to be a New York City cop. And he stood by next to her, you know, and they all had little American flags. And the guy came out from a government agency. I forget which one, immigration or whatever. But he was a flunky appointee. Okay. In the Obama administration. And the first thing the guy opens up with is, welcome, you're now Americans, you're full-fledged Americans. And the first thing you're going to find out in this country is that white people don't like you. Now, he didn't say it in those words, but that was his point. And he said, you're going to be discriminated against. And you're going to be denied jobs. And you're going to be denied housing. So if you're denied a job, you have rights. And here's my phone number. You call me and I'll make things right. And if you're denied a home, you have rights. And here's my phone number. You can call me and I'll make things right. Well, all of those people that were listening there, many were Oriental and many were Latin American. That were listening there. When the ceremony was over, as they walked out the door, they were getting ready to fight white people. That's done deliberately. That's brainwashing. And that's divide and conquer tactics, well used by the Party de la Muerte, the Communist Party, Party de la Comunista. And that's what that is. And you got a president right now that wants to unify Iran with a subjugated Middle East. And he wants to unify the United States with Cuba. When Fidel Castro nearly started World War III and scared the pants off of Nikita Khrushchev because Khrushchev realized that he can't leave these nukes with Fidel because Fidel's going to get the Soviet Union destroyed. Because JFK said, any attack on the United States from Cuba will be considered an attack by the Soviet Union against the United States, and we will retaliate in kind. But there's nobody in the White House saying that any attack by Iran or North Korea will be considered an attack by Russia, and we will retaliate. So the Russians have gotten around mutual assured destruction. And they've gotten around the treaties. And of course, treaties don't mean anything today. You can just look at Obama. He makes his own rules as he goes along. And he doesn't believe in talking to people, except the wrong people. So I just thought I'd mention that to you, because that's what's happening to your country. And when those same students go to college, the professor in the Che Guevara t-shirt and the Mao hat is telling them how crappy the United States is. And what is the new buzzword? White privilege? I can remember growing up when the slogan was, I'm free, I'm white, and I'm 21. But I don't see white privilege today. You know what I see? Working man's privilege. If you're a working man, doesn't matter what color you are, you're respected. But if you're in bed at 10 o'clock in the morning, After 500 Mexicans were sitting on your front stoop and they all got picked up by contractors at 6 a.m., you need a job. And there's plenty of them. Just ask the 500 Mexicans downstairs. Okay, so this Sheldon White House is complaining about global warming. And I got to tell you, see, that's how the communists take your eye off the prize. The real serious issue is drug addiction in this country, and nobody's fighting it. As a matter of fact, they're releasing all the drug dealers from jail because they want the sales to climb so that they can tax it. The biggest junkie in America is the government. It's got to tax Jones. The smaller the government, the safer the people. The smaller the government, the safer the people. So I got a picture of Sheldon White House, and he's standing next to Chuck Schumer, and he's got his hands extended like he's demonstrating the size of a fish he caught. And underneath, I put, I'm only lying by this much. And don't forget, our party has received the Order of Lemon. I have a lemon with a hammer and sickle on it, which I usually designate to communists. If I want to, I give them the Order of Lemon, but I couldn't do it on this one, so I just put a lemon between two hammers and sickles. I also have a communist tea bags, and Chuck Schumer's on my tea bag, and it's called Dunkashame. And the little label that holds the string to the bag, I put a hammer and sickle on that in Chuck's picture. Now, here's Sheldon, and there's another picture of him. He's at a convention, and you know how they all walk out and they point? They point at nobody. Hey, Charlie, how are you? You know, that's it. That's that point. I'm popular. Look at me. I'm popular. I say, this is part of the hoax where I point at nobody. Look. And then there's a picture of Sheldon, and he's got a time to wake up a sign. And he's got a picture. It looks like the globe and the symbols are very blurry. So He's standing next to the sign, and I put this caption: "No, it's not a fetus. Democrats hate babies." Then I got one you won't get, but he's standing behind an orange flag. You know how all the communist senators and congressmen, they always have that one picture with the American flag behind them to let you know that they voted to burn it? Yeah. So he's saying he's got an orange tie on. And he's saying, I put the caption, "This is not my flag, and I don't hate the Irish." Because an orange flag is a red flag to an Irishman. You have no idea. William of Orange defeated the Irish. I forget the name of the battle. But my mother is from Glasgow, Scotland, and she's Irish. And every St. Paddy's Day, her mother would put a green bow in her hair. And when she went downstairs to play, the Protestant kids used to beat her up and pull the bow out of her hair. And she would run up and tell her mother that the kids downstairs beat her up. Her mother put another bow in her hair and send her back down. And do you know what that means? We came up the hard way. That's one of my relatives said it to me the other day. We came up the hard way, and he's a New Yorker. I'm first generation American. And I got another picture of Sheldon at White House. And I get, you know, when you talk about the IRA and the Irish and the struggle, they were 500 years. Did you know the Irish were the first slaves sold into the Americas? The population of Ireland in the 1600s was 1.6 million. 1 million of them were sold into slavery. A lot of them went to the Caribbean. They were sold for £5 sterling. And blacks were being sold for £30 sterling. So I got a picture of Sheldon, and he's looking down over a bench, you know, like a judge's bench, and he's looking down, and it says, "From here I can spit on the little people, the miners, the ranchers, the farmers, the fishermen, and the Americans." And then the next one I got, he's coming out of a meeting with Bill Clinton, and the caption I put underneath was, "Here I am with President Pinocchio pants. He's passing a bill. But then he reached back and put it in his pocket. Do you have change of a billion for the party of the poor?" Yeah. Unbelievable. I wonder how much Clinton charges for water in Africa. And here's one, John McCain with Sheldon Silver. I got to tell you, Rhode Island has never had real American candidates. Their governor, Lincoln Chapstick, I call him, Lincoln Chafee, he was a Republican. And all he did was double-cross the Republicans. He never would vote with Bush. And when I think he's an atheist, too. And he worships in Bo Pio, the god Bo Pio. And he became governor. If you do bad things, you get promoted. He became governor of Rhode Island. You know, it's the first act that he did around the holidays. He banned the Christmas tree from the government building. He probably doesn't hire guys named Christian or Christopher. Yeah. So it is John McCain. John McCain, the great, fair, and impartial, the colleague from the other side of the aisle. Yeah, McCain and Sheldon, not so able. So that's what I said. Sheldon Whitehouse on C-SPAN yesterday accused Americans of pollution. And I told you the story and the nuclear. I told you that. Okay. So having said that, we'll jump to a tune. We got 10 minutes left. You don't know Morse code, but you know in the Hanoi Hilton, that was the only way that those pilots could send messages to one another and let everybody know they were alive. There's a story. It turns out not to be true, but I like to tell it anyway. that Jane Fonda, the communist who killed a lot of Americans. Yeah, you can kill them by advertising too. Sure. When people tell you the drugs is good for you, that's advertising. The marketing can kill you. So Jane Fonda went to visit the Hanoi Hilton within, I think, she was covered by East German photographers. And she went there to exploit the suffering of American POWs. And the story goes that the VC, or the North Vietnamese, kept the names of those pilots from being released. So nobody knew if their son or husband was dead or alive. So when the word got out that they were going to do Jane Fonda at the Hanoi Hilton and show everybody how great and how benevolent the North Vietnamese communists are, who, by the way, are starting not to get along with China. They're buying submarines because they don't trust China, who's building a great navy while Obama is cutting ours to ribbons. And the day will come when aircraft carriers are obsolete. And what are we going to do then? And do you know, and you can check me out on this because I only read it in one place, so I really can't verify it. But a couple of Christmases ago, there were 5 aircraft carriers tied up together in Norfolk, Virginia. If that's true, that means we learned nothing from Pearl Harbor. So, Jane Fonda goes to Hanoi and has a photo op with the POWs who were threatened under the pain of brutal punishment. Some were beat the flesh all from their waist down. The flesh was almost totally removed, down to their ankles. And I remember reading about one guy had bamboo splinters in his ankles. So she, what the story goes, that the guys wrote their social security numbers on a little bit of paper. And when they shook her hand, they passed the social security number to her so she could bring it back to the States and everybody could be identified. After everybody had run the line, she had finished with the line, she took the papers that were given to her and she handed them over to the commandant. Now, they say that's a lie. That's not true. But if she only did it once for one person, crime. So, where am I? We did. I think we did Sheldon Silver. Yes, we did Sheldon Silver. Okay. And when you talk about veterans have been, a veteran who is suffers PTSD. He's not jumping up and down telling everybody he's got it. He's living with it. Guys that came back from Nam live with it. And for what they saw in war, you cannot duplicate the image that's in their mind. In Patton's speech, he says, a lot of you guys are you're worrying that you're going up against the Germans and you're going to chicken out. He said, don't worry about it. When you put your hand in a bunch of goo that was your buddy's face, you'll know what to do. And that's the reality of war. And only 1% in the nation is fighting it. And Obama is trying to put them out of business. He's demoralizing them. You know that in Afghanistan, he lost 2,400 Americans to Bush's 461 in 8 years. This guy's got 22 months. And if he is not careful, he is going to pass Bush's casualty count in Iraq of 4,700. And the left always uses dead Americans to talk about war is evil. But they'll never tell you about the 10 million Ukrainians they starved to death. how come we're watching Nazi movies? Hitler died in 45. The Nazi Party died in 45. Why aren't we watching communist movies? Has anybody asked what happened to the death camps after they were liberated, especially the ones that were in the East? Are they still operable? Did the Russians just change the people who were in there? Did you ever think about that? I hear that some of those death camps were immediately reused by the Russians. But you got to Google it to find out. But why are we watching Nazi movies when the communists are taking over the world? It's a race for flags. It's either going to be the black flag of Islam, or it's going to be the hammer and sickle will be back. And it shows up at rallies all the time. Whether it's in Brazil, Argentina, in Cuba. And it's really sad to see the sellout. And the business people are selling out the Cuban thing. They can't wait to. Cuba is going to be the number one tourist attraction. And all those guys who Castro killed don't mean anything. That's yesterday's news, like 9-1-1. But what people don't realize, we're still fighting the 9-1-1 war. And Obama is putting more terrorists back out on the battlefield from Gitmo. His plan is to close Gitmo. His plan is to make love to the Iranians, let them have their nukes so that they can destroy Israel. And if you're Jewish and you're voting Democrat, you're Meshuggah. You're absolutely Meshuggah. Yeah. Former third party. Get away from those communist Democrats. They do not want you. You've been sold out. But you don't believe that. You're like the guy that thought when he put his suitcase on the platform going to Birkenau that the suitcase was going to follow. Yeah. When he climbed on the train cattle car. Yeah. They said, leave your suitcase on the platform. We'll get it to you. Don't worry. You got your name on it? Good. It's really sad. Okay. So we were talking about, we're going to close with the Morse code of love. I should close with the Star Spangled Banner because I don't hear it enough. And what was with the Mexican? Oh, yeah. Speaking of Mexicans and Filipinos, I love Filipinos and I love Mexicans. I got nothing wrong with Mexicans. I just don't like the ones that are being used by the communist La Raza. But my number one guide for measuring a man is he a good worker? Is he a hard worker? And then, of course, you add to that, he's got a family. He's a father. He's taking care of his kids. He's doing everything for his children. I don't care what color he is. I know that his goal and my goal are the same. To follow the LLP, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness, as guaranteed by the Second Amendment. Because without the Second Amendment, there's no LLP. So, it is really sad. Oh, by the way, that girl that was sworn in that day, we took her to dinner that night. She was the only dark girl in the restaurant. And she was very uneasy after hearing that guy's speech. Okay. And she made a comment. She says, you know, everybody's looking at me. And it's because I'm dark. And I said, no. They're looking at you because you're beautiful and you dress very nice. And that was the truth. That was the truth. But you see, already the forces of evil have penetrated the subconscious mind. Okay. What was I going to do? I started to tell you about the POWs. The only way they could communicate with each other was by Morse code. Morse code. And that's what they did. So we'll, that's what it was. I'll close with two numbers. I'm going to do the Morse code of love.
Did dot, did it, did dot, did it, did it, did dot, did it, did dot, did it, did it, did dot, did it, did dot, did it, did it, did dot, baby, come home to me.
Did dot, did it, dot,
I sent my baby a telegram, asking to be a man, begging her to come back home to me.
Did dot, did
it, oh, I dotted the I's and I crossed the T's. And I'm begging friends, honey, 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 come back home to me.
Dip dot, dip
dot,
baby, I want your love.
Baby, I need your love. Honey, honey, come back home to me.
Dip dot,
got to have your love. Can't live without your love. Honey, honey, come back home. One I made, not you.
Honey,
honey, come back home to me. I thought that you would understand. I'm just a one man. Not like before, so come back home to me.
Da da did dot did it did it
did dot did it did dot did it did it did dot did dot did it did it did dot did baby come home to me.
Did dot did it
did dot did it
is music in their harmony. You think you're hearing a music in their harmony. We're going to close with a tribute to the mothers, because Mother's Day is coming up, and especially the mothers who have lost their national treasure. You raise a kid, you breastfeed him, he's yours. You smother him with kisses, you smother him with love. And then when he turns 18, he goes and serves his country, and he makes the ultimate sacrifice. And now some piece of crap, a politician, makes a speech about the cost of war and the loss of blood and treasure. When I hear that, I want to throw up. You can't put the two in the same category. A mother's national treasure is all she has. So to all you moms out there who see your child and long for yesterday, God bless you. And the good news is one day we all meet again. As long as we tried, takes us home. We're going to also dedicate it to the mother of Detective Moore, 25-year-old, who is part of the Obama legacy, because Obama stirred up racial hatred, and that is a war against cops. And the cops are taking the bullets out in the street, and they're taking the knives in the back from the higher-ups, and all of the quislings in the Obama administration. And one day there will be an accounting. It may not be in this life, but then again, it could be. We'll give you taps. To all you cops out there, God loves you.